This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The University of Texas at Austin has said historically the city's been an affordable place. Students could show up for their first semester and find a cheap place to live. Not so anymore. Since 2010, the median monthly rent in Austin has risen from roughly $900 to $1,300. So when the Austin City Council took two big votes this fall on measures related to student housing, students showed up. They protested, they testified. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, some wondered, where was the university?
A group of UT Austin students stood in front of city council members this past October.
Good evening. My name is Cameron Goodman, and I am the student body president at the University of Texas at Austin.
Goodman was there asking council members to vote no on a new development in East Riverside. The result would be that five apartment complexes, all of which house UT students looking for cheap rent, would be torn down.
And to express the voice and the concern of the 50,000 plus students on campus.
Council members ended up supporting the redevelopment, meaning that student housing on East Riverside will come down. A month later, students showed up to City Hall again, this time to ask council members to vote for more housing in West Campus.
As the Democratic Party Club at UT, we care about ensuring that UT students can live in healthy and affordable communities.
However, as the city of Austin grows and previously affordable areas in our city become unaffordable for students, many Longhorns will face the challenge.
Supporting student renters is key to ensuring healthy growth for our city and affordable housing for all. And I urge all of you
to... The council agreed to add more housing, but not as much as the students asked for. Malik Julian is a UT student. He was at City Hall for the East Riverside vote and wondered, hey, students showed up. Where's the university?
The university hasn't been as proactive as I think they should be or as they could be.
Right now, Julian pays $545 a month for a bedroom and a bathroom all to himself. That's in one of the apartment buildings now slated to be torn down. Julian has most of his tuition and fees covered by UT and gets a little extra from grants to pay rent. He works 15 hours a week to afford utilities. The loss of cheap housing has him worried for low-income students like himself.
You're making it harder for these students to study and have the same opportunities as people who don't have these same worries of where they're going to live.
Again, wondering, where is the university on all this?
At a student government meeting last February, an economics government double major named Omar Rios asked me a question about housing.
UT Austin President Greg Fenves gave his annual address in September. It was the first time he mentioned student housing in one of his speeches.
He said the high rents in Austin were a significant concern for many students, and he asked me what the university was doing about it. It was a great question.
Fenves went on to lay out what the university's doing. They've hired a consultant. They're renovating two buildings, adding up to 1,400 beds on campus.
These actions mark the beginning of an effort to improve access to housing for students. It will take time to get it right, but our goals are clear. If a student can't afford to live in Austin, that's a barrier to success.
A spokesperson told KUT that the university's work is more behind the scenes, that the university's been in talks with the city about ways to partner on affordable student housing. But student body president Cameron Goodman says students will keep pushing.
I think time and time again, the university only moves its foot when students move their foot.
Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.